defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios begins right now. It's the day after the big show. How about that, right? Did you guys listen to the Monster broadcast? It was a great program. If you missed it, for gosh sakes, go back and listen to it. You got a little bit more of me than usual. I gave everybody the day off. I had a lot that I wanted to talk with you about. But in the meantime, we were able to bookend and get Alexander Rubian from NJ2AS, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, in the first hour. And I love her, Patricia Huff. She is so enthusiastic, from GunBroker.com, came in and gave us top-selling lists in rifles and shotgun categories, new and used, over the month. Now, this is a new segment for Armed American Radio as we move into a new era. I love new eras. Lots of fun stuff getting ready to happen for you. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it. It's hard to keep it. I'm giddy about it, man, and it's hard to keep it down. The emails coming from you are a real uplift, I promise you. So I want to hear from you. I want your ideas on things you might like to hear. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Now, we're in the process of shifting things over. You will get no hiccups, no bumps, just better radio than you've ever gotten before from Armed American Radio as we continue to shift over, and I take complete ownership of the broadcast, which has already been done, but you're now beginning to see some of it. And part of that shift is the segment monthly, for example, with GunBroker, which I'm so excited about. And I love bringing Patricia Huff to the program to give you this information from GunBroker. And I'm getting tons of email from you, Mark. Thanks for reminding me about GunBroker. I've already found such and such and such and such. And these people support us, and it's so much fun to watch. New segments there. We discussed that with Patricia Huff yesterday, and as I said, Alexander Rubian. Then you got me in between that mishmash, because Patricia's segments were taped so we could get our schedules on. I wanted you to hear this information, and it worked, because we want to do that right around the first of every month. So that worked out really well. So you got me live. Then you got me taped, then you got me live. Is it live or is it Memorex, right? So go back and listen to the program. I covered a lot of ground for you, answered some of your questions. If they pop up again and I see them in the emails, maybe I'll get to them again today, something like that. I don't know. It's just a time thing, right? Keep sending me your emails. I can't wait to get your feedback. I love reading all of it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Keep in mind that email address is shifting a server, so it might take me a while to see them, whereas I might normally get them instantly. Like right now, if you send it to me, it might take me a day or so. We're working diligently to make the migration as fast and smooth as possible. Let's get into a little bit of the news of the day today. NASCAR shift on guns rejects ad showing semi-automatic rifle. I spoke at great length with you about this last week. You know my history with NASCAR. I spoke to people inside NASCAR, all of whom said, I don't see NASCAR doing that. I just don't see them alienating that base. From AWR Hawkins, NASCAR admits it is shifting its position on guns, and the latest proof can be seen via the rejection of an ad showing a semi-automatic rifle. The NRA, just 2 days ago, tweeted the following. NASCAR is taking a quote-unquote gradual shift on guns and will no longer allow partners to advertise commonly owned rifles. This pathetic decision will cause their current customers to take a gradual shift on NASCAR and will alienate potential customers. Good luck. And they're right. They are absolutely correct. NASCAR is doing, when I go back and I look at all this and let's go out and find out what NASCAR is saying about this. They're being very hush hush. They know that if this becomes the news that they don't want it to become, and it already is, that this is going to have devastating consequences for NASCAR, and it will. So I'll remind NASCAR and the teams that are listening to the program now, I highly recommend that you speak to your team ownership and have them speak to NASCAR, because this is not good for your business in any way, shape, or form. All you need do is look at the empty stands at the races today, because I promise you, gun owners will make today's emptying stands and decreased attendance. Yeah, they'll make that. I say they, I mean gun owners. We will make the stands that are emptying today look like full capacity compared to what's getting ready to happen. Gun owners will walk away from you, NASCAR, and they will do it without a blink of an eye. And I'll tell you why, because your product's not that good anymore. It's not what it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago when racing was racing, man, when rubbing was racing. The changes you've made over the years are what's causing your stands to empty now. Pull the last straw out, fans will walk away from you. They'll turn to another sport. They'll start watching Indy racing. They won't give you the time of day. You can't afford to make decisions like this. And I'll tell you something that might sound very harsh, because I love you, NASCAR. I really do. I'm a lifelong fan. And it saddens me to be talking with you about this today. Listener, I hate it. And I know people from NASCAR are listening right now. Let me make this very, very clear. I will laugh at you when it happens. I'll laugh. I will laugh at your management decision when it occurs. While you get whatever feeling it is you get appeasing Shannon Watts and the rest of these people because you feel some need to do what you're doing for whatever reason, I'm going to laugh at you. And not only am I going to laugh at you, I'm going to bring people on this program to laugh at you. And we're going to have a laugh at your expense. This is the stupidest move by any. This is the stupidest. Dick Sporting Goods, I don't really. Who cares? Go somewhere else. You know, go to Ace Hardware. Buy you. If I got an Ace Hardware down the road, not too far from me, that you can go in and buy guns. Well, maybe it's not an Ace, but it's a hardware store down the road. You can buy guns in. Remember those good old days? Dick Sporting Goods, nobody cares. Walmart, big deal. Go somewhere else. Or go there and carry concealed. I don't care. CVS, Walgreens, none of that. These people are they're being hustled by shysters. But guess what? Their decisions aren't really going to harm their business. They're not. Your decisions, NASCAR, are going to bury you. And I'm gonna laugh at you. I'll laugh at you all the way. I'll laugh at you all the way down the tubes, man. And I hate to say that, but I will do it. Ha ha ha! Told you so. Hard to believe that they would make a decision like that. But we'll see what happens. I can't wait to see some more. And I've got feelers. I'm going to try to get some answers for you on NASCAR directly. We'll see if we can pin somebody down. But no promises, no guarantees. This isn't something that they want out there. They don't want me talking about this day in and day out. So it would be wise to them to do something about it. Because this will kill them. This will kill them. Man, oh man, they can't afford this anymore. When you're taking, imagine this. Can you imagine the NFL ripping seats out because so fewer people are going to the games? Can you imagine that? Now, I don't watch the NFL. Couldn't care less what happens to the NFL for the last three seasons. This will be the fourth. Don't care. But I can't imagine seats, you know, whole sections being taken out of a football stadium. I can't. Can you imagine Lambeau Field removing sections because nobody's going? And then they go ahead and do something even dumber? I can't imagine them making that decision. And Roger Goodell's made some really stupid decisions. NASCAR doesn't have the luxury that the NFL has, at least for now. So watch yourself, NASCAR. Watch yourself on this one. Yeah, you got, I don't know. Sean's asking me in my ear, why would they do that? I don't have an answer for that, Shanto. I don't. I really, truly don't. I've asked, but the people I've spoken to that are inside can't believe it. So I know I'm going to get the question, what about the NRA-sponsored race? I have no idea. I would hope that the NRA tells them to go pound salt. If you're not going to support us, go pound salt. I'm not going to, you know what it costs to sponsor that race? That's big bucks. Apparently NASCAR doesn't want that money either. So let them go get the Every Town for Gun Safety and see what that does. Put Every Town for Gun Safety 500 up on a track. Go to Talladega in April or in the chase race coming up and call it the Every Town for Gun Safety 400. And let's see how far you, let's see what happens to you. Oh my gosh. Now, you think it's bad and the attendance is bad now? I would love to see what showed up for that race. I've been to Talladega many times and I can tell you right now, I don't care. I'm just going to laugh at you. So go ahead. As I said in my column the previous week, you go depend on the moms demand action and the David Hogwash type crowds to show up at your racetrack and support you day in and day out. And they may go to one race one time to say, just to support you for doing, but they'll never come back because it ain't your crowd, baby. It ain't your crowd. When we come back from the break, guess what? Whole bunch of shooting in Democrat-controlled cities over the weekend. I'm going to tell you about two cities in particular, and we'll cover the numbers. Because I don't see Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Everytown for Gun Safety talking about these numbers today. They only talk about it when it's in a, when they can use it and exploit it to attack your right to bear arms, proving me right, that this is not about crime, that it's about taking your guns and ending civilian gun ownership. We'll go over the Democrat-controlled city's violent weekend right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues now. Again, boy, I tell you, I hate when time goes by so fast. An email, two emails real quick I want to read you. I just wanted to say, hello, Mark. I just wanted to say that I'm excited to hear about the changes coming to your show. Congratulations on becoming the owner. I'm a longtime listener and have learned so much from your program and your incredible guests. I'll be supporting you and your sponsors whenever, wherever I can. I met you at the Louisville NRA show a few years back in the Crossbreed Holsters booth. Yes, you did, brother. Was a great moment that I truly enjoyed. Thank you for keeping your radio show filled with such high quality content and helping us to fight the good fight. Concerning times we are in, we cannot let our guard down. Carry on, carry often. That's from Neil in Louisville. Neil, I got your back, brother. You know that. Thank you so much for the email. It means a lot. And believe me, I'm not going to let you down. It's going to get more fun. Oh, it'll anger you. If you got an angry character like I do, this kind of stuff will bring it out. I'm promising you. Now, this comes in from Eric Biles. Eric writes in, hey, brother, this email is long overdue, so bear with me. First of all, congratulations on the announcement last weekend. He's, of course, referring to taking over the programs as owner. I eagerly look forward to what the future holds for Armed American Radio. I've been wanting to comment on your Daily Defense program shortly after the El Paso / Dayton killings. You hit the nail on the head with it. People have a tendency to be very myopic when it comes to this subject. Most want to point a finger in one direction and one direction only. One group says it's guns. Another says it's violent video games. Now, anyone with two functioning brain cells knows the problem is not guns. Violent video games? No, not in and of themselves. I played my share of Call of Duty, among others, over the years and never once entertained the thought of going out and shooting up a bunch of strangers. As you said in that episode, it's a whole host of issues put together. I can't remember if you used the word or not, but regardless, it caused me to conjure up the image of a puzzle. I believe that best describes the myriad of issues surrounding these events. The problem is people don't have the courage to address the real issues. Mental health, lack of social interaction, the dopey devices, etc. As a side note, I've said for years that smartphones will be our downfall. I could have made this email much longer, but I'll cut it off here. One request, though. Do you have any signed copies of Grilling While Armed left? I'm looking to get a copy for my brother for Christmas. He lives in the mountains up in Florissant, Colorado. Did I say that right? Florissant, Colorado. He's a shooter and a strong 2A supporter. They recently got into meat smoking. Our family has a lot of September birthdays, so they had us all up there this afternoon to have some great baby back ribs. I know he'll enjoy grilling while armed. There's a lot of shooting that goes on up in his area, and it's a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, there are some dopey liberals moving up into that area complaining about that very thing. My advice to them is, if they don't like hearing shots echoing around the mountains, perhaps they ought to move back to the city. But I digress. Take care, and I'll be seeing you on the podcast, Eric. Eric, what a great email. Let me disagree with one thing you said, though. Now, I responded to Eric, and I said, it's a great email, reading it on air today, so my answer benefits every listener. First off, yes, there are copies. If you want a signed copy of Grilling While Armed, it's real easy to get. This is my best work yet with George Hill. We're very proud of this, and when you see the book, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's beautifully done. It's years in the making. And you know what? It's justice. It's long due coming, this thing was. And we're very, very happy with it. And we know you will be too. Go read the reports on Amazon. They're fantastic. They really, truly are. But it's real simple. Email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. And I'll tell you, as Eric did, how to get a signed copy. I do have some. And I can get more within about a 48-hour turnaround. So if you want a signed copy, meet me at the GRPC. But if you want one now, it's real simple because you might not be able to make it to Phoenix, for example, or any other event that I'm at. What you're going to want to do is just email mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. See how easy that was? mark@armedamericanradio.org. It's really, really simple. So I got to disagree, though, Eric, with you with one thing. Let me get back to that. You're right. The problem is people don't have the courage to address the real issues. Mental health, lack of social interaction, the dopey devices, etc. That's not necessarily true. They don't have the desire to. They don't have the desire. And when I say they, because we do. We do have the courage. We talk about these things every single day and have for years. The other side doesn't want to. So, yes, it's not that they don't have the courage. It's that they don't have the desire and the will to do so, which I guess we could say if we really dug into that means they don't have the courage. But I think it's more desire and will. Here's why. Because they know they out themselves if they do it. I'm getting ready to talk about two issues that will make my point for you. Baltimore and Chicago. I'm going to go over some numbers for you. Two reports out right now today as we speak on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these gunbroker.com studios, 4 o'clock live Eastern. What are we? What time is it? I don't know. I'm not watching my watch. You know, but you get the idea. Two Democrat-controlled cities, tons of people dead. Nobody cares. You don't hear them talking about it. It's not that they don't have the courage. It's that they don't want to. They don't want to. It highlights and brings back to them the failures of everything they're discussing because none of their proposals would work. None of them would solve any of that, which tells me that this isn't about crime. It's not about crime. It's nothing to do with crime. It has to do with their political agenda, and that includes 100% ultimately civilian disarmament. That's what they're running on, and they're openly owning it right now. So fantastic email. Thanks for sending it in. I do appreciate it. And thank you for the congratulations. We're going to have a great time together on Armed American Radio, I can promise you. So to wrap up, if you want signed copies of Growing While Armed, just simply email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you're not going to be able to see me at an upcoming event, the next one, of course, being the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix, email me and I'll show you how to get one. I sign it and send it that day. The moment the order shows up, I sign it and send it that day, and I provide you tracking information at no cost. Okay, and I do not charge you shipping. I do not charge anybody shipping. The price you pay for the book is what you pay for the book. There is nothing else on top of that, and we'll get you tracking info, okay? These numbers are going to really upset you. They are, not because you don't know what they are, but because they don't do anything about it. We got to do something, right? How about that? How about that, Democrat-controlled cities? How about you do something? Instead of flapping your gums all day long and giving us nothing but lip service, why don't you go do something? See, we can tell you what to do. But you're not going to listen because this isn't about doing something. It's about your agenda. Baltimore's violent weekend. Baltimore is a city controlled at every level for decades by socialist Democrats. That's right. I almost forgot. Baltimore's violent weekend sees 7 shot, 2 fatally in 16 hours. In 16 hours as homicide count reaches 240. 240. 240. And they want to take away your AR-15s. Don't believe me? We're going to go into that in the next segment. The first weekend of September was another violent one in Charm City. Trust me, there ain't nothing charming about the Charm City. Sorry. It's a crime-ridden... Look, I've been to Baltimore many times. Used to work in that area outside Philly. Used to fly in and out of Baltimore from time to time, BWI. Used to hang out down there on the waterfront. That was back when you felt safe. I wouldn't feel safe sitting down there right now. I simply wouldn't. Democrats are running these cities into the ground. What do I say? You show me a city in decay, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. I'll be back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this to continue the conversation.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment three, moving right along. Vault Pro USA, the giveaway is going on right now. This is huge. And Vault Pro, boy, I'll tell you, when they stepped up to the plate. They watched what happened with the gun broker giveaway and said, we want in. How about we give away a safe? And then he made it two safes. So he's going to give away, two lucky winners are going to walk away with a Vault Pro 10-gauge handgun safe, 10-gauge steel. It's got the foam inserts for your handguns, and what you can see it. I have it up on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Go check it out. You can see the photo. You can click on it, and it will take you to the registration page. Or if you don't use social media, I completely get it. Mad props to you for not. Simply head over to vaultprousa.com/register. Vault, V-A-U-L-T, pro, P-R-O, USA.com/register. And you can fill out the form right there. Your name is on the list. We're going to be giving away two safes on the MonsterCast in 6 days from today, on the 15th. You want in on this. And I love it when our sponsors step up like this. They're a new sponsor. They couldn't wait to get the word out to you. This is just the beginning of what we're going to see. The very, very beginning of what we're getting ready to do. Okay. You also heard that Defender Coffee ad when we were coming back in. I'll tell you about them when we come back. Baltimore, mess. Absolute mess. How did I close out that segment? You show me an inner city in decay in America, and I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. You want to prove me wrong? mark@armedamericanradio.org. Good luck with that. You can't, because I'm right. Baltimore, 240 people killed. Well, the murder rate's up at 240, not over the weekend. Don't misunderstand me. But 16 people were shot. Two fatally. Seven people. Oh, my gosh. In the span of 16 hours, seven people were shot, two fatally in various neighborhoods throughout Baltimore. And they want to lecture me on guns, right? That's what they want to do. Oh, how about Chicago? How about Chicago? How about Chicago's new mayor?
We're going to do something about gun violence. I'm going to run on that.
And then doesn't, because she continues the same dopey liberal policies. What does she do? Nothing. Blames Trump. What did she do when Obama was in office? She blame Obama? Obama? She blame him? Heck no. She blamed the Republicans for not doing anything in neighboring states, because somehow it's Indiana's fault that they have so much crime because the guns are coming from Indiana. But she fails to tell you that it doesn't make, there's a paradox there. Why? Because, well, Indiana has all those guns, but they don't have the crime that Chicago has. Huh? So you got a bunch of crappy, rotten criminal people living in your city, and once they get a hold of a gun that they stole from Indiana from the Republicans, then they become criminals? Is that what you're saying? That's pretty much what you're saying. Because that means all the people in Indiana who have all those guns are really good people, because they don't commit crimes like your residents do. Huh? How about that? You don't think about things like that, do you? Don't worry about it. We'll make it easy for you by thinking about things like that on your behalf. How about that? And then we'll call you out on that because you're stupid. At least 34 people were shot, six fatally over the weekend in Democrat-controlled Chicago. Don't you love AWR writing like that? I mean, that's why we're on the same page together. By August 8th, 2019 at 4 p.m., NBC5 had already reported at least 29 shot, two fatally. Oh, we're talking, this is supposed to be Sunday. I'm sorry, supposed to be September. The final tally, 34 shot, six fatal. 17-year-old, there's a 50-year-old shot. He found dead at 7 o'clock, shot in the neck. A 17-year-old girl was shot while walking down a 900 block of West 52nd Street around 9:30 p.m. Man emerged from an alley. The two argued. Then he shot the teenager three times in the head and multiple times in the upper body. What do you think that was all about? Lunch money? No, not lunch money. 32-year-old was shot while driving just a few hours into Monday morning today. As with other shootings, he was struck in the head. He then crashed into a parked car. 41 people were shot, seven fatally over Labor Day weekend in 2019. This is on the heels of Labor Day weekend. Just days ago. You got to ask yourself this question. So how does a mayor of Chicago stand up with a straight face when her party has controlled this city for over 100 plus years? One name, by the way, for a long part of that, the Dailies, who are now soaking up the sunshine on taxpayer expense with taxpayer-paid state police guns protecting them. How does this woman stand up like Rahm Emanuel did and Daley before him 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 and blame other people decade after decade after decade? How do they do that? I can explain. I mean, there's an answer for that. They think you're stupid. And in many cases, they know you're stupid. That's a pretty sad statement, but it's true. They know that they can keep getting away with this year after year after year after year. How do they know? Because you put her back in office. You keep putting her party in office. Therefore, they know they've got one over on you. That's true. That's true. Oh, they're just going to keep voting us in. I'm just going to, She doesn't care about crime in her city. If she cared about crime in her city, she'd reach out to my side and say, what we're doing isn't working. We want to stop this. Can you help us? We're willing to look at something different. Other than political pandering and posturing and pushing our agenda, this isn't about power anymore. We need to stop this. Can you help us? They're not, and they're never, ever, ever going to. and they're not going to get the support from Everytown for Gun Safety, who's dumping millions of dollars and coming after me and you, when that money, if they really truly believed what they said and meant what they said, they would be dumping all that money in Chi-Town and Baltimore and St. Louis and any other Democrat-controlled city that's in decay in America. Detroit. But see, the Detroit mayor, he ticked them all off. Or the police chief, he ticked them all off. He told his residents to arm themselves. Oh, and he doesn't fit the mold narrative either. He's black. And he's a Democrat. Whoa. And he told them to arm themselves. And they did. And they are. And stories are coming out of Detroit every day of good people stopping crime. And their crime rates are dropping like a stone in Detroit. Do you think that's a coincidence? You know better than that. That's why you're listening to this show. Do you think the mayor in Chicago gives a hoot about that? Never. Absolutely not. And how come Everytown for Gun Safety and Bloomberg are not absolutely cheering the crime numbers dropping in Detroit? You know the answer to that. Why would they cheer putting themselves out of business? Nothing they do works. We're not going to cheer what's working because, oh my God, it means involving citizens being armed. This chief police in Chicago just recently out on that video from John Lotta, just played it a couple days ago. Last night, played it on the Monster Cash yesterday. At the end of segment four, closed out the show with it. We've seen good people come to the aid of police officers and others in this city using their lawful, permitted, concealed handguns. We've seen it. And I'm so proud and thrilled for my city seeing this crime rate drop. I mean, isn't that what Everytown for Gun Safety says? This is what it's all about. Now, Sean, I'm going to anger you with this one before I close out this segment, because I'm going to mention David Hogwash, that little instigating troublemaker, divisive little punk who's trying to tell people what our government's all about. He's 19 years old. He don't know his butt from a hole in the ground. My suggestion is stay in school, dude. Learn something. You're getting a fantastic liberal education at Harvard. Take advantage of it. But if that's all he talks about all day, why isn't he talking about Detroit? Because Detroit doesn't fit their narrative. It includes good people with handguns, which again proves my point that this ain't about crime. This is about taking away your stuff. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Hard to believe it is already segment four. Well, don't worry. Have no fear. Soon there will be after the show satellite radio moment, word after the show radio show stuff coming. You're going to love it. You are going to love it. Imagine Angry Mark in that setting where there's no, that could be really interesting, huh? We'll have to see about that. You just heard the Defender Coffee rejoined. They are some of the greatest people in the world to work with over there. Derek is one of the coolest guys in the world, man. He gets it. And his product is, you know what, he's an entrepreneur, and he says, I got to do something about this. I have to try to do my part. I've got a great product. Let's tie these two things together, and let's defend the Second Amendment with every bag of coffee I sell, and we'll call it Defender Coffee. And I have a cup right here. It's right here. It's not the late Monster Cast show in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, where I won't drink it at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, which I've done before. That's a big mistake. Unless I intend on being up all night. But Defender Coffee, I drink the Rebel Roast. Really, really good stuff. And the portion of the profits, I selected the Second Amendment Foundation. You can go to the website and select four. There will be more as the company grows, and the company will grow when you, as an Armed American Radio listener, say, you know what? Why am I drinking this stuff over here and not drinking Defender Coffee? Because I promise you, once you try it, you're going to be like, wow, I'm giving my money to the Second Amendment Foundation or GOA or NAGGER or you know, in California, the Firearms Policy Coalition, whatever it is. And you're going to feel good about yourself every time you sip your coffee. And there it is, right smack over there by your coffee maker. Mine is a Ninja that Sofia Vergara made me buy. She did. I saw her selling. I was like, I have to have that. So I bought it. And I love the thing. But my Defender Coffee is there. Defend the Second Amendment with every drop. How about that? Remember those commercials? Joe Biden started off his week this week pushing, you guessed it, this assault weapons ban. And you got to wonder, are Americans getting sick and tired of hearing this from these people? Are they? I have a feeling they probably pretty much are. And here's the worst part about it. They've not even got started yet. He tweeted Sunday night, yesterday, when we were on the Monster Cast, he tweeted, and I quote,
The deadliest mass shootings all have one thing in common, assault weapons. It's past time we get these weapons of war off of our streets. I've banned them before, and I'll ban them again in the White House.
Except I bought my first AK-47 during his so-called ban. It's a joke. It did absolutely nothing. DOJ knows it. CDC knows it. And again, it's nothing but posturing. And he calls them weapons of war. So when we see this coming from candidates, I know you know the deal, but it's my responsibility to call this out. There are new listeners on this program who need to be educated. Good, honest people. They are not weapons of war, and they are not assault weapons. These are monikers placed on this by a gun-hating media and a gun-hating party of socialists who are trying to enact their agenda and push it, and they're pushing it hard, as you know. I don't have to tell you that. Of total civilian disarmament. That's their goal. They are not weapons of war. We do not issue civilian AR-15s, semi-automatics, to our troops. We don't, and we never will. There is no comparison between the two. And Biden knows it. I don't know. Biden, this is the same guy who said, buy a shotgun. Fire a couple rounds off in the sky. Buy a shotgun. Don't worry about getting arrested for doing that, but just do it. Maybe he doesn't know it. Maybe he's stupid. Could probably make that case. They don't care about all those handguns being used in Chicago. I don't hear. How come he's not tweeting that? How come Joe Biden didn't tweet, Chicago, another round of mass killings? This has got to stop. We've got to get our party to do different things in Chicago. The last 100 years should be proof that what we're doing isn't working. Yeah, good luck with that, right? That's not going to happen, and we know it. So let's use this opportunity to shift over to, how about we go to Beto O'Rourke, right? I mean, I still can't put my finger on what this guy's all about. This is just a goofy man. He's a silly-looking man. He's a funny, who is this guy? Beto O'Rourke. He actually believes people will comply and surrender their AR-15s. They're just going to say, okay, Beto, tens of thousands of us are going to line up over here in this city tomorrow, and then another million are going to line up over here in Hartford, and then another million will end up. It ain't happening, dude. Not going to happen. He anticipates citizens' automatic compliance will erase any need for police to go door to door. He believes that. The Washington Examiner quoted him saying this, and this is such a fun way to end the show. Washington Examiner quoted Beto O'Rourke as saying, I don't see the law enforcement going door to door. I see Americans complying with the law. I see us working with gun owners, non-gun owners, local, county, state, federal law enforcement to come up with the best possible solution. I have yet to meet an owner of an AR-15 who thinks it's okay that we have these kinds of mass killings in this country. So you come and take my rifle. I own multiple AR-15s. It's not okay that we have these kind of mass killings in this country. What's the correlation he's trying to make? He's trying to make the correlation that everybody I meet would be willing to give up their AR-15. Beto O'Rourke is lying to you through your teeth like every other socialist. He thinks you're stupid. And sadly, in many cases, you are. Not you. But you know who I'm talking about. He was asked to clarify that plan for enforcing his ban. How do we enforce any law? There's a significant reliance on people complying with the law, he said. The View, host Meghan McCain, we talked about this last night on the MonsterCast, made it very clear. She warned on the program that there will be violence if the government tries to take away AR-15s. Here's what she said. The AR-15 is by far the most popular gun in America. I was just in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And if you're talking about going and taking people's guns away from them, there's going to be a lot of violence. The reason Meghan McCain said that is because she was told that there will be violence. There will be violent resistance to a government. This is why we have a Second Amendment. To protect ourselves from an overreaching government trying to take our stuff. What don't they get about that? And if they represent the government coming to take our stuff, this is a recipe for disaster. And as I said yesterday, they have to know that. And if they know that, then why are they pushing this rhetoric? This is a legitimate question. If Beto O'Rourke thinks, naively, well, we're just going to have people comply with the law, who have done nothing wrong and are having their personal property confiscated by force and threat of prison from a government, that we're just going to walk up and go, here you go, dude, take it now. I don't want your money. Just go ahead and take it. Nobody needs one of these things. I mean, you know, it's fun to shoot, but, you know, I guess if I have it long enough, I just don't need to be that guy that goes in and shoots up them all, you know. Don't need to be, just don't need it. He believes that? Stop laughing in my ear, Sean. I'm trying to close out the program. Do you think he believes that? So, again, legitimate question, and I ask you, if you know people who think or are naive enough to think that people just go, oh, well, yeah, here, take my stuff. Ask them if they know that there's going to be violence or even a proclivity towards violence, and they know it and they continue to push this rhetoric, this dangerous rhetoric, why are they doing it? Is that what they want? All legitimate questions. Armed American Radio's, excuse me, Daily Defense. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. I hope to goodness I'm not getting my son's cold. If I'm going to get it, I need to get it now before the GRPC. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.